When around here, where do you go? Kroll's Diner, that's right. Who do you hope you get? Eileen. She's here. She brought some soup. It's Eileen from Kroll's Diner. Holy cow. You're famous.
Well, I think I am sometimes.
Yeah. You think you're famous? You must get recognized all over. And
well, I do, but my family don't really think I'm so special.
No. And your own family doesn't recognize you? They should recognize your own family.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And are you the newcomer at
yes,
Kroll's?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been there?
Since January.
Just since January?
Yeah.
Did you have to audition for the...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw that one. Do you have to actually make the burgers and stuff and put the buns on right? And all? Is that
I
just...
didn't put my bun on right, but you know how that is.
Yeah, you know how that is. Have you done this kind of thing before?
Well, I worked in restaurants all my life, so yeah I think I kind of know what restaurant business is.
Is Kroll's a little bit different, though?
Well, the concept is a little different because it is a big restaurant. It's just a little, you know, like old... railroad car or something, you know?
Yeah.
But it's very neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it all German?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's American food, too, though.
Yeah. American-German food.
Yes.
American-Russian-German.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah, food. And is this is an example here, the soup. This is called...
Nefla.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Hello, little Nefla.
The K is silent like everything else.
Oh, I'm going to say the K.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good soup, that Nefla.
Yes.
Oh, what are the things floating in it? I found a thing floating in it. Is that supposed to be there?
It's not lutefisk.
No, good.
They're dumplings.
Oh, potato type?
Potato dumpling. Oh, not a potato dumpling. No, that's Norwegian.
Mm.
Yeah.
What kind is it then?
Just an egg dumpling.
Oh, it's very good. And the soup is called again?
Nefla.
Nefla.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So is there a training period when you go in there? Did you have to go through a rigorous... trial period or something?
No. It was very laid back and fun, you know.
Yeah. Does the wait persons, they call you wait persons or waitress?
We don't actually work in the Kroll's restaurant.
No.
But
you don't?
No.
What do you do then?
I go there and eat.
Let me get this straight then. You, Eileen, featured on billboards and TV commercials and so forth, actually don't work there. You go in there and eat.
Yes. Sit down and eat.
Sit down and eat. The Kroll's motto. Well, that's a pretty good job then.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun.
It's only fair to have all these years of serving people that you should get down and sit down and eat.
Well, don't you think?
It's wonderful. The soup is wonderful. What else do they have of German origin there?
Let's see. Now you caught me off guard. My mind went blank.
Yeah. It's okay. Make something up.
Fleischkekle.
What?
Fleischkekle.
What?
Yeah. It's not made of flesh.
No, there's flesh in it, though.
It sounds that way. It
sounds like...
Yeah, it's actually a dough with hamburger rolled inside.
Oh,
onions.
We had that, but we never called it anything.
You didn't call it anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just something Mom made.
Michael, I think there are beverages waiting for you, too, backstage.
And we're going to add to this. We got something for you. Want to stay and join us here? We're having cordials.
Wonderful.
We're having cordials now. We got the from Greg Kempel from Maple River's winery. And yes. Yeah, Greg, just sit here and let's open a chair here. That's what you do. You sit for a living. And eat.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have some of these cordials here. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Great. Yourself?
Yeah, great. Nice to see you. You can hold that if you like.
Welcome to Fargo.
Yeah. So, and your Maple Rivers started like 6 years ago, something like that?
We started making wine about 10 years ago. Started making brandy and good stuff about 3 years ago.
Yeah. And this is unique, what you make here, isn't it?
Choke cherry brandy, the only place in the world to get it.
Choke cherry brandy. Shall we have some?
Oh, let's open it up and pour some.
Yeah. Eileen, do you care for a little choke cherry brandy?
Why not?
You're a wonderful dinner date. Oh, we're going to have some here. Oh, God, we're running out of time. We better drink it quick. Let's down it. Tell us a little about why it's unique.
I'll tell you what, it's made with just choke cherries. We don't even have enough to produce enough to put in the stores yet. It's just in our tasting room. Nice and smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh.
Now we know what we're going to do after the show.
Yeah. Fleischerkunkel, as we say.
You're supposed to shoot it.
Yeah, shoot it. Greg Campbell, Maple Rivers Winery and Distillery. Thank you so much. Sorry to have more time.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer, International.
PRI, Public Radio International.